Cuomo spoke as the latest numbers available for Sunday shows that the COVID-19 positivity rate is over 5.5%. Over 5,700 New Yorkers were in the hospital with the disease. That's up over 300 people from Saturday, and 83 died of COVID on Sunday. The governor says while New York's rate is lower than most other states, the numbers are alarming. And if not turned around, he says, it may soon lead to a second total closure of all but essential businesses and services.
If we do not change the trajectory, we could very well be headed to shutdown. And shutdown is something to worry about. That is really something to worry about. Because all these businesses close. We go back to where we were. All non-essential businesses close. They go to zero.
Cuomo says the regions of particular concern are the Rochester area, central New York, and New York City, where infections are rising the fastest and the number of hospitalizations are increasing. He warns that gathering for the holidays will raise transmission rates even further. Small gatherings of family and friends now account for 74% of virus spread. That's according to contact tracers. The governor says New Yorkers should get a different picture of the holidays in their minds and celebrate only within their own households.
It just takes one nephew, one cousin, one uncle, somebody you love, and now you have a problem. And that's what's happening over and over and over.
Cuomo, who earlier in the day live-streamed the first New Yorker to be vaccinated for the virus, a Queens intensive care nurse, says it will take months before the vaccination rate hits a critical mass of 75% to 85%. He says for now, economic shutdown is the only tool in the toolbox for tamping down the spread of the virus. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.